FM 96 Iconic Rock. It is Torgan Elliott. Let's talk to our buddy Chris Jericho. Fozzy's going to be in town Thursday night, A&R Music Bar, which is an outstanding venue to see Fozzy. And Chris joins us now. What's up, man?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, dudes. Matt, it's actually pretty exciting that I was just looking over the latest counts for the tour. I think the Columbus show is close to selling out, so it's going to be a great show for sure.
Well, hopefully after this interview, we'll get it sold out.
Yeah, and you are getting some run here on the latest single, Judas. Congrats.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it just passed 9 million views on YouTube yesterday after just 5 months. And number one on Satellite Radio and cracked the top 20 on rock radio. So it's pretty cool, man, to have a song that big. It kind of takes things to a different level. We've had successful songs before, but never anything like this.
It's yeah.
A whole new world.
So, you know, in Columbus, Chris, we have hockey and soccer outside of the Buckeyes. So it's funny because when they do well, the fans that are there all the time get a little pissed off. Like, where were you all the time? I call them, like, soccer and hockey snobs. I grew up in Minnesota. We don't have that. But in Columbus, they do. Do you get the Fozzy snobs that look down on the wrestling fans who check out the show?
No, never. Because it doesn't, I mean, at this point in time, there's such a fine line between the two. I mean, they're just either the Fozzy fans or Jericho fans, or if there's still a couple strivers that are just wrestling fans to come check out the gig, that's fine too, because they're going to leave as Fozzy fans. You know, every band has a, you know, some kind of a gimmick, I guess you'd say. And if it's, let's say, Slipknot, they wear masks and they play big drums. Well, if you go see a Slipknot show and Slipknot sucks, then they're not going to come back. If the music isn't good, they're not going to come back. So whatever curiosity factor there is to get people there at this point, it's cool, but there's less and less of that. There's more and more, especially over the last 3 or 4 years. I mean, people kind of really know and understand what Fozzy is right now. And when you're talking about a song like Judas, it doesn't matter if, you know, I'm a butcher baker or a candlestick maker. A good song is a good song.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Chris Jericho is with Torgan Elliott this morning at the A&R Music Bar on Thursday night. Now, all those years traveling with the WWE on tour, and now with your band Fozzy on tour, how do the tours differ?
Well, I mean, we've been touring with Fozzy for, I don't know, 12 years.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, the difference is that I think, wrestling-wise, I basically just travel by myself. I'm completely on my own schedule. Whereas with the band, you got the big bus, and you got, you know, you got sound check, and you got VIPs, and you got to do some press here, and you got to do that there. So there's a little bit less personal freedom. But it's a lot of fun just hanging out with the guys on the bus. So there's pros and cons to both, for sure.
You know, I read your book, pretty much all of it, the new book that's out, where you kind of give like 20 life lessons for people to achieve goals. And in it, you tell a lot of stories, especially when you were young, getting advice from different wrestlers. But you've toured with like Slash, done stuff with Kiss and Lemmy. And what did you pick out? Were you like a sponge for advice from those guys when you were just starting out?
I think we're a sponge for advice from them now. You know what I mean? I mean, you never stop learning, especially when you're talking about guys like Lemmy or Gene Simmons or Paul Stanley or Shep Gordon or these type of like legendary figures in the music business and in the wrestling business too, or just in life in general. But I mean, the one thing, you know, that I learned from all of them is you guys probably get this too. The biggest stars are always the coolest guys. It's the ones in the middle,
yeah,
that kind of sometimes
always.
Are the ones, you know what I mean? They're kind of the kind of the jerks,
right?
And I figured that out. And, you know, when we toured with Metallica or Kiss or, you know, Motorhead and a lot of these bands, it's been nothing but great to me, nothing but great to the band, to the fans, going out of their way. I mean, I tell the story in Noah's a four-letter word, the book that you just mentioned, about going on tour with Metallica in Australia on kind of a festival tour, and the night before the first show, they had a big party for all the bands. There's like, you know, 20 bands at this party that Metallica, you know, put on and learned the names of all the guys just to kind of be welcome. And I was like, who would do this? I mean, this is a headlining band. They don't have to do this.
So cool.
I realize that those are the type of guys that's why they're in the position they're in.
Right.
And you can really learn from people like that.
Oh, I dig that, man. I really dig that. Before we talk about Shep Gordon in your book.
Yeah, he's a friend of the program.
Torg, he's on a lot. Torg didn't want me to be a part of this because we had Charlotte Flair on last week, Rick's daughter, and she's got a new book out.
You'll like this story, Chris.
Okay. So I'm not, Chris, I'm not, Torg's the wrestling fan. I mean, like a really big fan. I like it, but I'm not like him. So we have Charlotte Flair on, and I don't know the details or the history of these photos.
The phone hacking thing.
Yeah, so I had no idea. So I look her up as he's asking this question and they're having a discussion. During the interview, I Google her, and all these pictures come up. Not nudies or anything, but, you know, I'm scrolling through, and then it's my turn to ask a question, and I just go, Charlotte, I got you up on Google here. You are looking good. Having no idea that her phone had been hacked and there were nudes out there.
Yeah, he asked her about Googling herself and stuff.
Yeah.
And the awkward silence, Chris, was hilarious.
It got quiet, and I thought there was a phone issue.
I think he goes, you're leaning up this against the sink here, Charlotte, wearing that orange bathing suit.
I don't know if you... I had no idea.
The awkward moment. Well, the good news is there's no naked pictures of me online, so I
Hey, I was going to ask you a few on wrestling, because I love in the book, you talked about you had to do a WrestleMania. You thought you were going to wrestle Ryback, and you had to wrestle Fandango, who I think has done a great gig with his great job with his gimmick, because his thing on SmackDown is hilarious right now. Who is the guy that did the most with the very little in this business, where he might not have been given a great character or great ideas, but really shined with it?
See, but that's the secret, man. I mean, to really make it, you have to be able to do that. I mean, I used to do that in WCW all the time, where you get a minute to do something and you have to make an impression. Or if you're playing a festival somewhere with Fozzy and there's 10 bands in there and you might only get a 30-minute set, you have to go out there and do the most you can with the time you're given. You know, you can't complain about, oh, I didn't get any time, or I didn't get the right push, or, you know, this isn't the right song. Like, too bad, man. Your job is to go out there and to sell it. That's what show business is, whether it's wrestling or music, or whether you're, you know, have your own morning show program in Columbus. You guys have to connect with your audience, and you have to sell what it is that you're given to do. And sometimes it's not the best thing. That's one of the principles that I talk about in Noah's a four-letter word, the Mike Damone principle, the guy from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, who's the
selling
ticket
the tickets,
scalper,
yeah.
And he's telling his friend how to go on a date. He's like, act like wherever you are, that's the place to be. Look at this. Isn't this great? That's kind of the attitude you have to have. No matter what it is you're given, you have to make it great. You have to make it the place to be. And that's something that I've done for years in everything that I've done. Because you have to focus on it and make it work and make people get into it as well.
Hey, yeah. Chris, have you ever figured out in the wrestling business who the hell comes, who provides these websites with all the leaks? I've just found it so amazing that you can go on a site, whatever it is, and I don't know one in particular, but you can go on there and, geez, I mean, these guys, I'm not saying they get it all right, but who in your business would want to talk to these guys and spill the beans?
I don't know, probably the same people that, you know, go to Variety or Hollywood Reporter and tell them kind of the secret behind the thing stuff. I guess some people just like having that sort of, the power themselves. But once again, not everything that you read is true. You know,
yeah,
a lot of
right.
It's embellished and exaggerated as well. So you never really know what the true story is, and it's always good just to have an open mind when it comes to that sort of thing.
Yeah, do you guys, when you guys are in concert Thursday night, you do any covers or is it all originals? Because I know, didn't you guys do an album of covers?
We did, and we do a couple. There's like we do maybe one or two. The one that seems to get a really great reaction that we did on the last record, Do You Want to Start a War, is we did a cover of ABBA's SOS, which is it ended up being a super heavy song. I've never seen people moshing to ABBA until we started playing it at the Fozzy Show.
God, that's great.
That's a fun one. But now, you know, with Judas and Lights Go Out and Sandpaper and Enemy, there's enough Fozzy material that people are looking forward to. So, but I think it's cool to do a couple covers. Metallica does it. Van Halen does it. Everybody does it. So we want to throw a few of them in there.
You're doing a... Did I read last week you're doing a cruise ship thing? That's cool. Wrestling cruise ship?
Yeah, man. Just announced the Rock and Wrestling Rager at Sea for October of 2018. It's a combination of what I'm known for, which is wrestling and great rock and roll, and a combination of a lot of other things too. So it's never been done before. We actually have a ring that's going to be on the boat with matches happening, over in the middle of the sea, which is funny because when I came up with this concept, there was a big issue with engineers about whether you could put a ring on a cruise ship. And I was like, I just came from the Kiss cruise where we played on a stage with Kiss that's, I'm sure, 10 times heavier than a wrestling ring.
Yeah.
It's a lot bigger, you know, but for whatever reason, you had to figure out how to you know, lock it down and all that sort of thing. But it's something that's never been done before. So combining rock and roll and wrestling, it's going to be a blast, man. It's
wow.
going to be undertaking, but it's something I've been working on for 2 years, and we finally announced it just 3 days ago. So you can go to ChrisJerichoCruise.com and check out all the great fans and the WWE Hall of Famers, and then we're doing a big wrestling tournament on the boat on CFC as well.
Jerry, you should go. Chris will invite Charlotte Flair, and you guys can wrestle.
She won't be allowed to go. She's under contract to WWE, so this will be different from that.
Also, if you decide to make another run, which I think everybody hopes you do, you'll have it written in where, hey, I got to take like a few weeks off or whatever, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's only 4 days. But at this point, Chris Jericho pretty much does what I want to do, so that's a good thing to do.
Nice. Right. Third person. He goes third person.
Oh, I would too.
I like it.
So, Chris, to make it with so less awkward with Charlotte and Jerry here.
Oh, she won't remember.
I did my Bobby the Brain Heenan impersonation. You want, in honor of the a great, you want to hear it?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Listen here, you 9-to-5 ham and egger. We got the greatest Intercontinental Champion, Jerry. He's been a 9-time champion. Can you count to 9, you cretinous humanoid? What do you think, Chris?
Not bad, but it sounded just like you. You didn't even try and put on like a little bit of an accent or change the tone of your voice. The verbiage was great, but the imitation.
Do you do any impersonations?
I do one impersonation. That would be Lars from Metallica.
Oh,
okay.
Really?
Oh, that'll be good. Go ahead.
All right, can you do it?
We're really excited to come to Columbus. We've only been there one other time before, probably back in about 2013. It was a great show. Lots of good people there and lots of fun happening. It's a great rock and roll town. It's kind of nutty at times as well.
That sounds like Bobby the Brain Heenan, Chris.
No, that was good.
That was good, man.
That was Bobby the Brain Heenan imitating Lars Ulrich.
Yes. Well, I look forward to Thursday night, man. A&R Music Bar is a great venue. We just we had our house band No Regrets there before
the Alice Cooper show.
So
absolutely.
We look forward to it. Hey, if you could do a dream lineup with Fozzy playing with, name me two artists you'd love to play with.
Well, I mean, like I said, you know, if you're talking about the classics, I would love to do more with Metallica. I think Guns N' Roses, Fozzy, Tour would be great. Stone Sour, though, I think is something that would and probably will happen at some point because we're very similar. Cora and I are very good buds. We get the same sense of humor, and our bands are both very much rock and roll bands, man. We want people to have fun at our shows, and that's almost kind of a strange concept to say. You know, when we play, we're Van Halen in 1979, and that's our attitude. And we just want people to come and have a great time and chat Fozzy and drink beer and show your boobs, whether you're a girl or a guy, and either way, it works for us.
We could show our boobs,
rock
Jerry.
Rock and roll, baby.
Yeah,
rock
Thursday,
and roll.
Thursday night, A&R Music Bar. We'll keep people updated throughout the week, Chris, if it's tickets are still available and so on.
Yeah, and congratulations on all the success. You're a great guest, man. Anytime.
No, thanks. We appreciate it, man. We're really looking forward to coming to Columbus. Like I said, it's going to be a great show.
All right, Chris, thanks, Chris. I just Googled some photos of you. Damn.
You standing up against that sink.
Take care, man.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you on Thursday. Bye.
All right, Chris Jericho with Torg and Elliott, QFM 96.